The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has expressed its deep concern on the situation of children migrants arriving to the United States. In a press conference dated June 20th, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights expressed its deep concern over the situation of unaccompanied children migrants that are arriving to the southern border of the United States of America. In its press release, the Commission states that according to publicly available information, between January 1st and May 31st, 2014, the U.S. Border Patrol apprehended a record number of 47,017 unaccompanied children migrants along the southwest border of the United States. This number represents an almost 50% increase to date from last year. Officials from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, previously estimating the arrival of 60,000 unaccompanied children migrants in 2014, have revised the figure, now expecting as many as 90,000. Of the 47,017 children apprehended thus far in 2014, the vast majority, 46,188, are from the countries of El Salvador, 9,850, Guatemala, 11,479, Honduras, 13,282, and Mexico, 11,577, with the remaining 829 from other countries. A recent report released by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, entitled Children on the Run, found that of children surveyed from Mexico and Central America who were in an irregular migratory situation in the United States, 58% indicated that they were forcibly displaced due to violence by organized armed criminal actors, including drug cartels and gangs, domestic abuse, and, in the case of Mexico, forced recruitment into human smuggling networks. Publicly available information indicates that, once these children arrive to the United States and are apprehended by the authorities, many of them are being kept in Customs and Border Protection detention for a longer time period than the established 72-hour maximum. Further, the Commission has received troubling information from human rights organizations about abuses suffered by children while in detention, including insufficient food and water, overcrowded and unsanitary holding cells and facilities, and a lack of blankets, mattresses, and clean bedding provisions. In addition to over 100 reports of physical, verbal, and sexual abuse by agents towards children filed in a complaint by NGOs against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In response, Commissioner Rosa Maria Ortiz, Rapporteur on the Rights of Children, said, "I call upon U.S. authorities, media outlets, and society in general to view these children migrants as children, first and foremost. The vulnerabilities and risks they face for being children and migrants at the same time requires that the United States ensures that the principle of the best interest of the child and the principle of family unity are primary considerations in all policies, laws, proceedings, and measures related to these children. Children migrants should receive that comprehensive protection that has repeatedly been promised to them, and it is still not reflected in policies, laws, and practices on migration." Along the same lines, Commissioner Felipe Gonzalez, Rapporteur on the Rights of Migrants of the Inter-American Commission, and Country Rapporteur for the United States, also stated that, "We are dealing with a humanitarian crisis involving record numbers of migrant children on the southern border of the United States, but also in other countries of the region. Through on-site visits and hearings, we have seen that our children are dying or being victims of several forms of violence in many parts of the region. And in this context, there are some children who have been able to flee from these forms of violence, both inside and outside of their countries. This situation is a ticking bomb and requires that states ensure the right to migrate, the right to seek and receive asylum, the principle and right of non-refoulement, and the right to not be forced to migrate. Tackling the underlying issues that cause forced migration, such as inequality, poverty, human security, and corruption, will require a coordinated regional response in order to create common policies centered on the protection of the human rights of children and migrants. The Commission considers that, at present, the primary obligation of the United States is to properly screen children migrants to identify those children that might require international protection or have other special needs for protection, and to provide full access to such mechanisms of international or complementary protection. Further, given that the push and pull factors in the region that could be behind this mixed migratory flow are complex, such as high crime, poverty, lack of safety, and on the other hand, better safety, lower crime, and higher quality of life, the Commission recommends that the countries of the region develop human rights-based migration policies that address these factors and prevent the causes of forced migration. Lastly, as established in its report on immigration in the United States, Detention in Due Process, the Commission reminds all of the states in the region that the detention of a child due to his or her irregular migratory situation constitutes a violation of the rights of the child and is always against the principle of the best interests of the child. On the other hand, the widespread abuse of unaccompanied immigrant children at the hands of U.S. border officials spurred a group of civil and human rights organizations to file a complaint on June 11th on behalf of more than 100 children, each of whom reported experiencing abuse and mistreatment while in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, the border enforcement agency within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In this regard, James Lyall of the Border Litigation Project of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, said that border agents operate in a zone of impunity. In a June 11th communique, the ACLU informs us that the administrative complaint with the Department of Homeland Security, the department's only mechanism for seeking redress, was filed by the National Immigrant Justice Center, the ACLU Border Litigation Project, Americans for Immigrant Justice, Esperanza Immigrant Rights Project, and the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project. Children detained by CBP across the country have reported scores of examples of verbal, sexual, and physical abuse, prolonged detention in squalid conditions, and a severe lack of essential necessities such as beds, food, and water. According to the ACLU, the complaint describes Border Patrol agents denying necessary medical care to children as young as 5 months old, refusing to provide diapers for infants, confiscating and not returning legal documents and personal belongings, making racially charged insults and death threats, and strip searching and shackling children in three-point restraints during transport. Reports of such abuse have been documented and reported for years, but no reforms have been implemented, nor have any actions been taken to hold agents accountable. Erica Pinheiro, directing attorney for community education programs at Esperanza Immigrant Rights Project, said that they have instances where CBP shackled 13 and 14-year-olds, infants became sick while held in cells maintained at freezing temperatures, and many children were held in CBP custody beyond the legal 72-hour period without food or blankets. Joseph Anderson, director of litigation for Americans for Immigrant Justice, stated that children are fleeing untenable conditions in their home countries, including pervasive violence and persecution, and are often re-victimized in transit to the United States, and that these children have to be treated with dignity and respect and afforded all applicable legal protections while they are in U.S. custody. The complaint's recommendations include 1. Enhance CBP oversight, including creation of an independent oversight body. 2. Binding and enforceable short-term detention standards. 3. Creation of a uniform complaint process at the Department of Homeland Security that includes confidential, expedited processes by which children can safely report abuse and receive timely recourse. 4. Adequate training for all officers who may encounter unaccompanied immigrant children. 5. Timely investigation into the complaints of abuse. 6. Accountability for any agent who violates the law and/or agency guidelines. And 7. Publication of the results of any investigations. The complaint was filed with the Department of Homeland Security Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, as well as the department's Office of Inspector General. The text emphasizes that abuses of unaccompanied children by immigration officials have been documented and reported to the Department of Homeland Security for years, but the government has not implemented reforms or taken any action to hold agents accountable. You have just listened to a program prepared by Radio NISCOR with information provided by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights and the American Civil Liberties Union. This program has been produced by Radio NISCOR at our studios in Belgium in August 2014.